everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Palaszczuk. Adam, hello. Welcome back.
To both of us. It's been a week away. It feels like it's been much longer than that, but we're so glad to return to bring you a live edition of Rev Rock. In our time away, we've been toiling through some of our record collection, going through some new releases, and we have a lot to share, a lot of news on this episode, one of those being about the Polaris Music Prize. There's been a number of nominees announced and some really big names as well.
Yeah, we're going to be playing three releases that were nominated for the Music Prize, Polaris Music Prize, tonight.
And when I say big, like, usually there's like some sort of crossover mainstream success for these artists. When I say big, I mean artists who I would never normally associate with being nominated for this award, getting recognition. Well, we might as well just talk about it a little bit right now.
Sure. So the three artists, and we will feature songs from these artists, from these albums that were nominated throughout the show. First one we'll mention is La Securité, a brand new, well, newer band from Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
They put out this great album in 2023 called Stay Safe, which we played a lot from out on Mothland. So they got nominated, which is an amazing thing for a newer band. Also, we should mention John McHale got nominated for his new album Hex, which we've already been playing and talking about this. He's really mixed his psychedelic elements with almost a trip hop on some tracks, and it's just really unique. And he has been nominated before, but I'm not sure how long ago.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. And probably the most surprising name and one of the most amazing is Cindy Lee, whose album we've been highlighting quite a bit on the show this year. It's very surprising for a number of reasons, not only because of Cindy Lee's extremely lo-fi, fuzzed-out aesthetic, but the fact that there's not a physical release in any capacity for this album, Diamond Jubilee. So I want to say this is unprecedented. I don't think there's ever been a non-physical release nominated for the Polaris Music Prize.
We'd have to double check, but I also don't think so. There hasn't been. And we should also say Cindy Lee's new album, Diamond Jubilee, is not only an album, it's a double album. There's 32 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
The only place you can get it, there's two places. One very long track on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
or on his website, on their website, Cindy Lee's website, which you can get in WAV format, and it's like a GeoCities style website, and you make a donation, you get a download of the album, and I think you can even download the album if you don't make a donation, but that's it. That's the only way to get it. No Spotify, no Apple, no nothing mainstream, which, to be honest, is amazing. And this album has been getting a lot of press and raising awareness of Cindy Lee and Pat Flagle on a wider scale,
which is
since the band Women.
Absolutely. And it's amazing, the thing too, with almost no PR for it, that this is happening. It's incredible. It really is the sign of an album organically getting praise and getting attention just for its quality. So we're going to be highlighting that. Also in this episode, we're going to be highlighting some newer upcoming releases, a mixture of those. One of those is actually a brand new release from The Scenics, something I did not expect to say in 2024, but there is an archival release, New Part in Town 1976, a bunch of old rough recordings from the group, the majority of which have never been heard before.
Yeah, and it's like a snapshot of the early days of the band, and we'll be featuring a track later on in the show. We also have some new music from Chicago's The Gold Stars, Toronto's The Icky Bonds, great kind of surf rockabilly band from Toronto. They're actually playing Detroit, I think, in June. Mm-hmm. I think the 22nd, I'd have to double check. We're also going to hear brand new music from Motorists. They have a new album called Touched by the Stuff. Dana Gavinsky, we should mention this one, which was also surprising, but also an amazing thing.
Two musicians associated, but a surprise release when it was announced, Rick White and the Sadies. This marks the first Sadies release since the passing of Dallas Good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Matt and the rest of the band just working with Rick White on this. Not in secret exactly, but there's no indication this was going to be a full-length record, and now it's out. It's titled Rick White and the Sadies, simple enough, and it's a fantastic record, so we're going to be highlighting some stuff from that. And starting off the show, though, we do have to give some unfortunate news that the great so many feathers in her cap.
many things.
But the incredible, undeniable, you know, unrepeatable Françoise Hardy has passed away at the age of 80. She was a dynamo. She was a cultural icon and someone that changed the game, not only for songwriting and popular music in France, but I think across the world. I did mention being part of the AA wave scene, which was a type of pop rock that occurred. What can I say? Like in the early 60s in France, and she was one of the progenitors of it. There were some other well-known artists for that, like Franz Gall, for example. She was another one that popularized that genre. But Hardy was, I think, arguably the first to really push that forward and to be a really strong female front person as well. At a time where if you weren't really just singing torch songs, you weren't really going anywhere within those genres. And she opened up a lot of doors. You know, people have kind of identified her as being part of the rock and roll burgeoning scene in the early 60s. I also hear a lot of, in her voice and her style, music similar to Patsy Cline, who is also opening a lot of doors around the same time as well in America.
Yeah, and, you know, just another thing, like, it's sometimes when people ask, what is this show? What is Revolution Rock? Sometimes it's kind of difficult for me to explain because, yes, we play a lot of indie, garage, punk, new wave stuff, surf, but then we also play stuff like this. I wish we were playing it for a different reason, but, you know, every once in a while we'll throw in some French pop or maybe some country or maybe some jazz. Who knows? The show really takes its own form each week when we do select the songs. And Françoise Hardy is just a really unique musician that really kind of also, I think, defies categories, although her music's a very specific style. It was influential on so many different ones.
But she never wanted to be depicted as just a very fragile, effete singer. She wanted to project power and authority, and she did in her music as well, even though there was a great sense of vulnerability and fragility. Even just looking at this album cover from this debut record from Françoise Hardy, like, you get this mixture of power and fragility all in this single image, and just the fact she can convey that in a look, you know, explains why she went on to become an actress later on in her career. And, you know, we can talk about her influence. I mean, she was a cultural icon. So definitely. Beyond being a singer, she was also an actress, a model. So she appeared in a lot of advertisements and in a lot of runways, wearing
French New Wave films.
French New Wave films.
Godard, a lot of that stuff. Sorry to cut you off there, but she's just been in so many things throughout her life. She did a lot of different things, and I think that's part of the reason why we're talking about her now. She didn't just do music. She didn't just do acting. She did a wide variety of things because that's what she wanted to do, and she did it her way.
And her image, and not only for how she looked, but how she presented herself and her music, was instrumental in influencing a range of male artists, which I find to be really incredible. Bowie, Mick Jagger, Brian Jones, Morrissey, Richard Thompson, even Richard Hell and Bob Dylan have admitted influence from her. And I think when you have that sort of persona being so powerful, and you don't have, at that time at least, a lot of men claiming to receive influence from a female musician at that point in history, it says a lot about the boundaries she was breaking and the door she was kicking in with her presence. A painfully underrated songwriter and performer, even though she's known as an icon, I always primarily refer to her as an artist because I think that's where her greatest power has lied, both in film and her music. And we're going to play a pair of tracks from her debut record. It is Tous les garçons et les filles, and this album was released as a debut record when Hardy was only 18 years old, which is incredible to think of. She has this voice of maturity that is far beyond her age, and she would only refine her skill as she went on as a musician. So here we are, two tracks from her debut record, Françoise Hardy, who passed away at the age of 80 earlier this week. Rest in peace.
Nous ne sommes rien. Les jours auront beau passer. Les jours auront beau passer, notre amour est tellement fort qu'il ne pourra se briser. Oui, il durera encore. Être dans ses bras le jour et la nuit, entendre sa voix, ne penser qu'à lui. Voilà mon bonheur, car il est la joie de mon cœur. S'entend bien, il est tout pour moi, loin l'un de l'autre, nous ne sommes rien.
We'll be right back. Ascara brushed across the plains. All of the phone calls you made, disconnected. And without the search, there would be no I. There is no I in the search. And why? Why are my eyes so bare to the light? To the light.
On ne sait pas comment.
You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Coming back finally from that set, from really starting off with a tribute of Françoise Hardy, who did pass away at the age of 80 earlier this week. I thought it would be very appropriate to end off that set with some artists that were definitely influenced by Hardy. And, you know, for a singer-songwriter whose heyday was in the 1960s, in the early 1960s, it can be kind of hard to talk about the relevancy now, but I think these more contemporary songs really show where the ghost of her musical legacy still haunts musicians to this day and is still heard. I just want to mention about this, we're not playing her on this episode, but we have played a lot of Jessica Pratt as mm-hmm. well this year from her latest album, which is fantastic. And I also hear a bit of Hardy in that as well.
Definitely. We ended off the set with music from Cat Laban and Bradford Cox of Deer Hunter from an EP they put out called Myths 004 that came out in 2019. We heard the song Secretary. Now, we were talking about this. Mm-hmm. We're not sure, when was the last time Bradford Cox, other than this and then the last Deer Hunter record. When was the last Deer Hunter record?
Well, actually, it was released the same year. Both were in 2019, so as far as I'm aware, there hasn't been anything coming out of the Deer Hunter camp, nor from Bradford Cox since then, which is a shame, because we both talked about how much we love that group, Deer Hunter, and we really are hungry for some more music, so maybe someone from the Deer Hunter camp or someone associated with Cox will hear this and maybe pass the word along. More music, please.
More music, thanks. Before that, we heard music from the wonderful Cindy Lee, Patrick Flagel's project that he's been doing for quite a number of years since the dissolution of the band Women. We heard something from the latest and really just spectacular. Yes, people are talking about this, but there's a reason. Diamond Jubilee is a double record. We heard the song Dracula. It just has these, and we've said this before, it has these very, it sounds almost like an AM radio. Mm-hmm. It's got some 60s and 50s vibes. The bass is very soulful and it goes over top of everything, even when they're making this noisy, there's a lot of noise too.
A lot of dissonance happening, yeah. But there's like always this melodicness at the same time. Like, you know, if there's an artist that I could pinpoint as a direct comparison to this, maybe the first one or two records from the Velvet Underground, but beyond that, like, you don't have the same sort of abrasiveness as you did with the early Velvets. You do have a lot of girl group elements in here. You have a lot of soul, as you said. This is just a fantastic record. It does kind of give you an AM radio vibe, but an AM radio from a far distant planet in another reality.
Yes.
I love it. We heard, as you mentioned, Dracula from it. And I think, again, you definitely hear the evocation of Françoise Hardy's music within Cindy Lee, and definitely in the attitude that the Cindy Lee persona is performed with. I do want to mention as well, and we're going to be talking about this throughout the episode, this is one of a number of albums that have been nominated for the Polaris Music Prize. This one is probably the most significant, I feel, because it is the first time, from what I've seen, that a album was nominated for this prize that has not had any form of a physical release.
And with the exception of, as I mentioned earlier, YouTube, it's not on any major streaming platforms. And the YouTube thing, I'm pretty sure it's just one long track of the whole album.
It is. Now, some other people may have unlawfully separated it, but the official audio from Realistic, which is the label/YouTube channel for Cindy Lee, yeah, it's just one long song, which, honestly, as an album, it really is a long listening experience. Maybe not something you want to listen to every single day because it's so long, but it's fantastic. So what can you say? It's great. It's nominated for the Polaris Prize. Check it out. And prior to that, we heard some music from Françoise Hardy, the late great singer who did pass away earlier this week at the age of 80, from her 1962 debut album, Tous les Garçons et les Filles, which was released when she was just 18 years old.
1962. And then we heard two tracks, which we're going to, they're in French, but we'll translate what they mean in English in a moment.
For all you kids out there who don't know that, yeah.
Yes, we heard Il est tout pour moi, which means...
He's mine.
And then we started off with Le Temps d'Amour.
Or The Time of Love. And again, those are both taken from that debut record, which is a fantastic release. And even though we were playing something from her first record, she had many other releases throughout her lifetime and went on to also appear in film. She was a writer. She was a political activist. She was a fashion icon and much, much more.